Wait, sorry, I didn't get that up. I don't wanna.
Very nice.
Alright. Gives me a little time to say this part. We say, "Liras luli hamanti liras Hashem betuva Hashem be'eretz chayim." Right at the end of L'David Hashem Ari. So the Diri Yecheskel Mishnah says, "Luli is elo, it's just elo. Luli hamanti is a lashon of growing, lashon of omenes hadasa in Megillas Esther to grow up. That through elo I grow liras betuva Hashem be'eretz chayim. To have a ri'ah, to have a sight, to see the tov of Hashem be'eretz chayim. And that's the." Really, that's a bechina of olas re'iyah, of coming up, the bechina of re'iyah, an aspect of the re'iyah of a bola l'rega. We grow to that madrega through el. We'll find that's going to be one topic of our gemara today. The other gemara is going to be simcha, right? What is this, a carbon simcha, which is also what they were bringing in Shlomi Simcha. We'll discuss what that is in a little bit. Also, the simcha of the yontif was lismoyach b'Hashem, to be b'samachta lifnei Hashem, to be misameach in the Banshlom, which we'll discuss in a little bit. As it says, "V'samachta b'kol ha'tov." See the Rechaim, who's the kol ha'tov. The Rabbanu Shalom is the makor of the kol ha'tov. So those two chiyuvim of the chi of simcha, that carbon in the chi of re'iyah, olas re'iyah, that carbon are going to be the discussion of our daf today. Ezu katan, are we up? We're on. Okay. Ezu katan. Let's get started. Ezu katan kol she'enu yochel lirka v'kasefo sho'aviv. Who is a katan? So it's a discussion that is putter from aliyah l'rego. It was putter from going up. To bring the olas re'iyah on the shoulders of Golem. Beis Shammai says it's one who is not able to ride upon the shoulders of his father from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Mm-hmm. Beis Hillel says it is a katan who is not able to hold the hand of his father and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Maskev la Rabbi Zeira says Rabbi Zeira, ad hocha manasya. Until now, who's brought him? Not everyone lives in Yerushalayim. So, why are we only talking from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis? How did he get to Yerushalayim? How did he get here? Amar le Abaye, ad hocha d'machavi imei b'simcha aisisei imei. Mikan ve'elechem yochel alas v'lechas b'yarosho avim Yerushalayim al Har Habayis chayav ilo pater. Says Abaye, that up until now, that the mother is chayav, although we mentioned in the Mishnah, noshim are pater from olas re'iyah, they're pater from bringing the carbon re'iyah, they are chayiv in simcha, in the simchas haregel. And if they are chayiv to accompany their husbands to Yerushalayim, so therefore, the mother will bring him up to Yerushalayim, will accompany his mother to Yerushalayim, and from there on, the father will bring him up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. So as far as the significant chayiv of Hinach, that starts with his ability to hold onto the father's hand, according to Beisel, the father's hand, and go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. However, how he gets to Yerushalayim, he'll accompany the mother. Now the question is, he's still accompanying the mother. So why aren't we discussing the mother? Right? Say, if he's able to accompany the mother, if he's able to hold the hands of the mother, why are we only starting with the father? And I think it's Pashit, I'm saying my own thing, but I think it's Pashit that we find in the Gemara Erevin that the Katan follows the mother. We also find that if she sets up an Erev, it also works for the Katan because he's Nigrar after her. He follows after the mother. The Katan, a young child, will follow a minor. I mean, really a minor. Will follow the mother. We also find in the Gemara Sukkah, right? When is he chayim in Sukkah? When he no longer wakes up and calls out ima ima. That's an undeveloped stage of the child that he's able to be makusher to the mother. He's able to be connected to the mother. When he's able to go up with the father in this manner, to be nigger after the father, that's already a different, more developed stage of hinuch, and that's where we're starting off with. This at the woman's chayiv and simcha, just to speak it out, what does that mean? So, Rashi says, in general, in Kedushin, Rosh Hashanah here, Rashi says it means that she's chayiv lismoyach b'chag im ba'ala, she's chayiv in a simcha of the chag with the husband, right? If a person didn't have enough meat to eat, together with the karban chagigi, he would bring up shlomim, he would bring up karbanis, and eat those karbanis for the yantif. That was called shalmei simcha. That was a chayiv he would bring. If you had to, you would bring these on the yantif, shalmei simcha, these karbanis. The Rashi learns that the wife has no, when we talk simcha, we're not talking those karbanis. We're talking general simcha sechag. She parties, she gets jewelry, this and this. She's chayv to go up with her husband. Toso says that it means that she is chayv in sharing in the karban of the shalmei simcha, as we discussed. That's what does that mean? She's chayav b'simcha. Is it the karbanis, the shami simcha that they would eat to have ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin, to eat the basar of the shami simcha that he shares with her? That's her chayav. Or is it that she just has a chiyuv to party it up with her husband during Yantav, but she doesn't have any chelik in the karbanis? When we talk simcha, we're talking simcha ba'alma, not simcha of the karbanis. Note that when we say in Isha's chayiv, that doesn't mean that she herself is chayiv. In the Gemara Kedushin on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, it says an Isha really is not chayiv in simcha, but the husband's chayiv to be misameach her. The husband is chayiv to share joy with her. And therefore, from the husband's chiyuv, she has to accompany him. But he's the chayiv. And this is the discussion. What is he chayiv to be mesameach her in? The carbon simcha? The carbon of the shami simcha? Or simcha ba'alma? And this machlokas Rashi Tosfos Lechem Mishnah as well learns a machlokas of the Rambam and the Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga. Okay, just to explain that, what that means. Let's continue. So we say, Heshev Rebbe Tachas Beisil Liver Beishamai. Rebbe, we discussed, once we get into the chinuch, does the child have to ride on the father's shoulders, or does he have to hold onto the father's hand? So Rebbe brought a kasha to the opinion of Beishamai. He answered, in place of Beis Hillel, meaning speaking on behalf of Beis Hillel, he had a kasha on Beis Shammai's opinion that Hinuch should start when the cotton is able to ride on the father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Harabayas. The Chana lo also kiyama le'isha ad yigmo hanar v'havi Yosef. Chana said to her husband that I'm not going to bring up the baby Shmuel until he's 2 years old. When he's able to go up, then I'll bring him up to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel. Until he was two, she didn't bring him up. Shmuel was able at that age to ride on the father's shoulders. It was a younger age. He wouldn't have been able to walk up with the father holding his hand from Yerushalayim to Harabayas, but he would have been able to ride on the father's shoulders from Yerushalayim until Harabayas. So why doesn't Chana bring him up? He's chayiv. He's chayiv in Hinuch already. Bring him up. Amar le Avua, the father of Rebbe said to him, Ulataimech, your question on Beis Shammai is not a question. Because Tikshe Lucho, Chana Gufa Mila Machayva B'Simcha, Chana, how can Chana say, I'm not going to bring up Shmuel to Shiloh, I'm not going to bring him up to Aliyah L'Regel, right? How can she say that? She herself is Chayv to go up. Ela Chana me van Kusi Yisirasa Chos Yubei B'Shmuel, V'Chosha Bei B'Shmuel L'Chul Shad Orcha. Chana saw that Shmuel was an extremely sensitive child as far as his health, and it would be dangerous to bring him up that far of a trip to get to the Mishkan. And therefore she didn't. Therefore somebody had to stay home with him. She stayed home with him. So that's an unusual case. But otherwise, a child at that age, Lefi Beis Shammai, would be chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Okay. Boy Rebbe Shimon, katan chigur l'divrei Beis Shammai v'suma l'divrei shneihem mahu. A katan who is missing a leg, his leg is cut off, or a suma, a katan who is blind. What's the din? Now, again, he poses the question like this. A katan who is missing a leg, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, what's the halacha? Note, because even though he's missing a leg, he can still ride on the father's shoulders. So Beis Shammai is still in the picture, could be. But by Beis Hillel, he can't walk. So he can't hold onto the father's hand and go up. So that's only posed according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. A suma could do either. He could ride on the father's shoulders. He could hold the father's hand. And therefore he asks, Asuma l'divrei shneihem. By both opinions, Asuma, a katan who's blind, what is the halacha? Is he chayiv or is he not? So he asks, Keichidami, lima b'chigur sheni yocholi spashi, b'suma sheni yocholi spasach, hashta godopata kat mitboya. We ask that, what do you mean? If you're talking where the condition will not be healed at a later point. He is missing a limb. He is permanently blind. Well, then even a gadol in that condition, we already learned that a Mishnah is potter, is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel, from going up to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Olas Re'iyah. So fine. So of course a katan would be exempt. So what's our question? We say Lo Tzricha, rather our question is the following. B'chigur sheyocheli spashet v'sumah sheyocheli spasach. We're talking where this condition will be healed. The leg will grow back, the child will gain his sight, or at least is able to gain his sight, by the time he is a gadol, that he would be chayiv. Or even maybe after he's already a gadol. But he would, at some point, he could become somebody, as an adult, who would be chayiv in aliyah l'regel. Hush the gadol pater katan miboya. I'm sorry. So we say, Samai, what's the din? What's the halacha? I.e., he's able to do the requirements of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as expressed in the Mishnah. However, he has a condition that currently exempts him from the chiv of Aliyah L'Regel. However, as an adult, it's very likely that he will not have such a condition. So don't we have a chiv to be mahanechim, to train him in a mitzvah that he's likely to be required to do as an adult, even though he has a current condition that, if he were to be an adult, would exempt him at this point in time? That's the question. My, what's the halacha? Amar Abaye, kohecha de godo machayv midaraisa katan nami mahanchen le midarabanan. Kohecha de godo pata midaraisa midarabanan katan nami pata. Abaye says the following. We look at the child as he is. In any case where a godo would be chayv midaraisa, there's a chiv deraisa on the godo, then the katan also has a chiv midarabanan, where machayv, there's a chiv midarabanan to be mahanchen, to train him in that mitzvah, to educate him in that mitzvah. But in any case where, were he to be a gadol, he would be exempt midaraisa, he'd be exempt on a Torah level, midrabanan katan nami pater. Then there is no chiyuv derabanan. The katan also on the derabanan level is exempt. There is no chiyuv, because all chiyuv chinuch is only a derabanan, it's only a rabbinic requirement. There is no rabbinic requirement to bring the child up. So we look at the child as he is now. Were you to be a gadol midaraisa, would you be chayiv? Now note, why are we only talking when chiyuv derabanan? Seemingly there would be a requirement of chinuch on a chiyuv derabanan as well. That's just, why are we talking only where you would be chayiv midaraisa? Even if it's chayiv midarabanan, there's still a chiyuv chinuch in that mitzvah. What to talk about? Okay, there's an interesting shiloh. It's brought in a piece of ketubah that, similar on this topic, a katan, if he is the shaila in hinuch is, does the katan have an actual chiyuv? Does he actually have halachas midrabanan and they give him mitzvahs? He actually has chayiv and mitzvahs? Or is it that we just want to train him? He doesn't have real chiyuvim. We're training him to get to that point that he would be as a gadol. And the nafkamina is like this. The question's like this. You have a case of a velus in general. The reason that a kohen, according to the Rambam, a kohen can be matame to kroivim, a kohen can make himself tame to his relatives, that's because he's chayiv and avelus for those relatives. He has a chayiv to do avelus for the relatives, and therefore he's able to be matame to them. A katan does not have a chayiv avelus, and therefore the question is, he doesn't have a chayiv avelus, so is he able to be matame to his relatives? Right? Look, when the Rambam only had there is because he has a chiv avelis. Is he able to be matame to his relatives here? And the point of the question is like this, that as a gadol he would be required to do it, but as a katan in his halachic status, he wouldn't be required to do it. So what are we looking at? Are we looking at the mitzvah and the chiv he has as a gadol and saying, well, at some point you're going to get there, so I'm going to train you now that you're able to, you would be matame? Are we training him now for what he's a gadol? Or do I look at his chiyuvim right now? Did they actually give mitzvahs to the katan, or did they not? They just required the father to train him now in that which he's required to do later. That's a big discussion, but it's very similar to this point. Let's continue. That was an off point. We're going to just go through now. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Oimrim Hara'iyah Shtei Kesef. Back in the Mishnah, really, Beis Shammai said that the minimum payment for a Olas Ra'iyah, for this carbon that you bring, of Olas Ra'iyah, Shtei Kesef, that's 2 kesef, 2 ma, there are 6 ma in a dinar, so this is 2 ma, v'chagiga ma kesef, and the chagiga, the minimum amount is 1 ma that you pay. So the olas re'iyah is a bigger deal than the chagiga. You pay more, it should be better. The chagiga is only 1 ma. Shari'iyah, why is the re'iyah better? Why is the re'iyah a bigger deal, according to Beis Shammai? Shari'iyah, oyla kul l'gvaya, ma she'enkein b'chagiga. The olas re'iyah is a carbon ola, which is brought entirely up to the Rabbanu Shalom. We don't eat the meat. We skin it, and we just bring the whole thing up. We cut it apart, we bring the whole thing up. But the chagiga is a carbon shlamim, which is eaten, the meat is eaten by the owners. And therefore it's less chashuv, it's less important, it's less high than the Ola. Va'od matzina ba'atzeres shiribu v'hen ha'kosa ba'olos yosem and b'shalom. And also we find by Shavuos that in the Karbanos that are brought in Shavuos, there are many more olos brought than shlamim. Where you bring two kvasim as a shlamim, two sheep as a shlamim. The olos, there are many. There are seven sheep, a par, there's a cow, and there are rams, two rams. So okay, so there's many more olos than shlamim by atzeres. So that's Beis Shammai's point where he's coming from in saying that the olas re'iyah is higher and thus requires a greater expense, a greater investment than the chagiga. Beis Hillel Amar, Beis Hillel told us in our Mishnah that hare'iyah ma kesef v'chagiga shtei kesef. The olas re'iyah should be spent at a minimum amount of one ma, which is a currency again, v'chagiga shtei kesef, and two ma for the chagiga. So Beis Hillel holds that the chagiga is more important. Why? Shechagiga yeshna lifnei adibor, because the chagiga was brought before the asaras adibris. It was brought before the dibor, meaning when the Rabbanu Shalom spoke to us by the asaras adibris, that we already had brought a carbon chagiga, and we'll discuss that in a second, what that case was. So the chagiga was brought before the Sinaic revelation, masha enkein b'ra'iya, which did not occur by the olas ra'iya. There was no olas ra'iya brought at that time. V'od, Matzina b'nesiim, shariba b'hena kosa b'shlamim yosem b'olos. And also, if you go through the Karbanos of the Nesiim, they brought many, many more shlamim than they did olos. I think it was like 1, 1, 1 for Bakar, Ayol, Keves, and then there's 5. Chamisha, Kevosim, there's many more. Many more shlamim were brought by the Nesiim than the olos that they brought. And if we see that the shlamim, the chagiga, the shlamim, is of a higher level. Now, note there it wasn't really a carbon chagiga, but it was comparable. It was comparable to the carbon chagiga. Or at least shlamim. Here the Gemara says shlamim. That we see that they brought more shlamim than they did olo, so through the chagiga, which is a shlamim, would be more important than the Ola. Okay, there are those who say that it was Me'en L'Chagiga, but okay, I have to do that with the Gemara. Beis Hillel, my time lo amrik Beis Shammai. So those are their reasons. They each come with two reasons. Number one, Beis Shammai says, Ola is better. Ola Sri'iyah is better than L'Chagiga. Why? Because it's Ola L'Gvoya, it's Kula L'Gvoya, it's not eaten, it goes up entirely. And B, in Shavuos you bring more Olos than Shlamet. Ola is better than Shlamet. Beis Hillel says, different. Beis Hillel says, Chagig is better. It was brought lifnei hadibor. It was brought before the Asaras Adibras. We have an instance of a bringing of a carbon chagiga. And by the Nesiim, they brought more shlamim than they did olos. So shlamim is better, chagiga is better. Now we're going to discuss why doesn't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel, and why doesn't Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai. Based on my time of the Rami Kibbeis Shammai, what is Beis Hillel Selik Beis Shammai? The Ka'amras Re'iyah Diva the Oilo, Kula Ligvoya. Beis Shammai, what are you saying? You said, we'll say this is what Beis Hillel would say. The Ka'amras, you said that Re'iyah Diva the Oilo, Kula Ligvoya. You said that the Olas Re'iyah is better because it totally goes up, it's totally burnt up on the Mizbeach. Adrabo, on the contrary, Chagiga Diva, Chagiga is better. The Isbosh de Achilis, it has two Achilis, it's eaten twice. We refer to the bringing of the Kabbalah on the Mizbeach as an achiva, as an eating, and also the bialim, the owners eat the meat. So there's two achilas. You find this connection that the Mizbeach is called an achila, that we say nowadays that we know Mizbeach, Shulchan Shu'ara Mechaper Olav, the person's table is Mechaper upon him. The eating itself, the essence of eating was the essence of Hakrovas Kabbalah. Okay, fine, so let's continue. So we say, what about the second reason that Beis Shammai mentioned? Nelev Matzeres, you said, we'll learn from Matzeres that he brought more olos than shlamim, so olos are better. Danin karben yochim, a karben yochid, vein danin karben yochim, a karben sibor. We learn how the karben yochid, a karben of an individual, as the olas re'iyah and karben chagigo were, vein, we learn out those from another karben yochid, the karbanos of the Nesiim. Each brought their own set of karbanos. Vein danin karben yochid, a karben sibor. We don't learn out a karben yochid, the sacrifices of an individual from the communal sacrifices that were brought on Shavuos. Okay, let's continue. Ube Shammai, my time alarm could be Hillel. Now we turn the tables the other way. Why Beis Shammai, why don't you say like Beis Hillel? That Chagiga is better than Olas Re'iyah. Dika Amas, so Beis Shammai will say, Beis Hillel, you said that Chagiga Adifa de Yeshna Lifnei Adibor, that Chagiga is better because it existed before the Asaras Adibris, Re'iyah Nami Yeshna Lifnei Adibor. You also had an Olas Re'iyah before the Asaras Adibris. Beis Shammai holds that there was an Olas Re'iyah before the Asaras Adibris. I'm just leaving it here because I want to explain it in one shot. So Beis Shammai says there was an Olas Re'iyah lifnei Adibor. There was an Olas Re'iyah before the Asaras Adibris. Beis Hillel holds there was not. Vidika Amra, so that takes out the first reasoning, the first argument of Beis Hillel. The second point, Vidika Amra, nail from the Nesiim, and this that you say we should learn from the Nesiim, well, that they brought more Shlomim than Olos. We learn out that which applies to future generations, Olas Re'iyah, Karban Chagiga, from Karbonis, which applied to future generations, the Karbonis of Shavuos, right? There's more Olos than Shlomim. We don't learn out from that which does not apply to future generations, i.e., those Karbonis that were brought upon the inauguration of the Mizbeach, the inauguration of the Mishkan by the Nesiim, by the chieftains of Klal Yisrael at that time. Okay, so that takes out, each one is able to argue on the second point, on both points of the other one. Let's see. So we say, before we get to the next point, I want to just explain one thing. This is going to be the point that I wanted to discuss. What does it mean? We have a machlokas here that Beis Shammai says that there was an Olas Re'iyah before the Asaras Adibris, and therefore Chagiga is not better. And Beis Hillel says, no, there was only a Karban Chagiga before the Asaras Adibris, and therefore Chagiga is better than Olas Re'iyah. So what we're referring to here are these Pesukim in Mishpatim, in Perek Chavdalet in Mishpatim, that before the, it's clearly occurring before, even though it's a Mishpatim, it's clearly occurring, Rashi says, before the Asaras Adibris. This actual event occurs on the 5th of Sivan, that we say Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he writes down Eskol Divrei Hashem, the words that Hashem told him to tell them over, etc. He builds a Mizbeach, V'yishlach es Nari B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu builds a Mizbeach, and the Nari B'nei Yisrael, who we say were the Bechurim at that time. The Bechurim, this is before the Chet HaEgel, before the Golden Calf, so the Bechurim were bringing the Karbanis. And they brought up the Yalu Olos. Moshe Rabbeinu builds this Mizbeach. It's part of their acceptance of the Torah. This whole ceremony, we'll see how it goes. I'm just going to speak it out a little bit. That the Bechurim bring these Olos. The Yalu Olos. They bring up Olos. The Yizbechu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem. And they brought Shlomim. Parim. And what were those Shlomim? They were Parim. They were bulls. That's what they brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, and what happened afterwards? Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam, the blood from these karbanis. He puts half on the Mizbeach, he puts half on Klal Yisrael, they accept Nasa V'Nishma, famous line, Nasa V'Nishma, and they accept the Torah, they eat and they drink, and what happens? V'yal Moshe V'Aron Nadav Aviyu V'Shivim Mezikne Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav and Aviyu, and the 70 elders of Yisrael, they go up, V'Yiru, very strange pasukim. You have to really know what these mean. The Yiru es Elokei Yisrael. V'tachas raglav kamasa lev nasa sopir. Uke etzem ha-shmayim l'toar. Right? They go up and they see the Yiru es Elokei Yisrael. They see the Rabbana Shalilam. And it describes the vision as, I'm not going to translate that, but v'tachas raglav kamasa lev nasa sopir. Uke etzem ha-shmayim l'toar. And they got punished later on for doing this, as Rashi explains. So what's going on? So, again, they built a Mizbeach, they brought Olos, they brought Shlomim, Parim, Lashem. Then, they go up and they see the Rabbana Shalilam. Okay, fine, the elders at least. What were those Olos? So the Shlomim, Parim, Lashem, we say, was Me'ena Karban Chagiga. So the Chagiga was brought on the 5th of Sivan, before Har Sinai's revelation before the Asaras Adibris, before they said Nasav and Nishma, or in that event. What were the Olos? Beishameh will tell you that the Olos that they brought, V'yalu Olos v'yizbuchu shlamim parim Lashem. So, V'yalu Olos, Beishameh will say, were Olas Re'iyah. They were in Olas Re'iyah. Why? Because later on it says that V'yiru es Elokei Yisrael, they saw the Rabbana Shalalim. So they brought these Olos as an Olas Re'iyah for this revelation of seeing the Rabbana Shalalim at that time. So it was Me'ein and Olas Re'iyah of that time. It was like an Olas Re'iyah of that time. So Olas Re'iyah was also brought before Asaras Adibris. Therefore, Chagig is no better than Olas Re'iyah in that aspect. And that's what Beis Shammai had answered before. However, Beis Hillel will say, no, those Olos were not Olas Re'iyah. There's no Chiyav Aliyah L'Regel at that time, right? There's no Mishkan. So what were the Olos? That was the beginning of the bringing of the Karban Tamid. They brought a Karban Tamid, as we usually do. Every day we bring an Ola, two Olos, one in the morning, one in the evening. The Yalu Olos was a Karban Tamid, B'shachar Ben Arvoyim. And that's what happened. Oh, they saw the Rabban Shalom. That's a different thing. And they weren't even supposed to do that. And that was their own initiative, clearly. As we see, they were punished on that. That wasn't an Olas Re'iyah. That's the Yesod of the Machlokas. And with that, we can kind of understand that previous point in our Gemara and this point below. I thought this was the best point to bring that in. Okay, so continues the Gemara. You had said the Chagig is better because it existed before the Asaras Adibris. As the Pasuk says, as we just mentioned, that they brought Shlomim. But in that Pasuk it also says they brought an Olas Re'iyah. As it says, V'yalu Olos, that they brought Olos. And as we mentioned, Beis Hillel holds that the Ola that they brought was a Karban Tamid, as you bring every day. It was not an Olas Re'iyah. Ubeishamai Savre, Ola Shekubi Yisro B'midbar, Olas Re'iyah Havai. Beishamai holds it was an Olas Re'iyah. So we really just spoke out that Gemara. Amar Abaye, Beishamai, Rebbe Yelozav, Rebbe Yishmael, Kulu Sviru Lehu, Ola Shekubi Yisro B'midbar, Olas Re'iyah Havai. Ubeishilav, Rebbe Yekiv, Rebbe Yosek, Lili, Kulu Sviru Lehu, Ola Shekubi Yisro B'midbar, Olas Tamid Havai. Says Abaye, really, this is a big discussion. What were those Olos? What is the meaning in that Pasuk? And it's not just Beishamai Beishilav. Says Abaye, that Beis Shammai, Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Yishmael are all of the opinion, these Tanoim are all of the opinion, that what they brought there was an Olas Re'iyah. Beis Hillel, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Yossi HaGalili are all of the opinion that what they brought there, those Olas that they brought, were an Olas Tamid. It was a Karban Tamid. So again, he's throwing in more Tanoim, more Rabbanim, into this machlokes. What is the meaning of that v'yalu olos? Beis Shammai had the amron. And now we're going to display where he sees each of those tanoim, each of those rabbanim, as holding this to this opinion. Beis Shammai had the amron. Beis Shammai, we already saw that he holds the olos that they brought at that point prior to the Sinaitic revelation were olas re'iyah. Rabbi Yishmael, where do we find that Rabbi Yishmael also holds like Beis Shammai's opinion? The Tanya that we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Kvalis Nemer B'Sinai, Uprotis Bo'il Moed. The general idea of the mitzvahs were discussed at Har Sinai. However, the specifics were discussed only after the Hakamas HaMishkan, which occurred much later. The establishment of the Mishkan, which occurs much later. Fine. And one example, the prime example of that is Karbanis. That the discussion of Karbanis by Har Sinai would have been very minimal. And then we have the whole Sefer Vayikra, which is really being discussed, according to Rabbi Yishmael, after the Mishkan is established, which goes to how you actually bring Karbanis, how you bring the Karbanis in specific rules. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Kalas, Uprathis Nimr B'Sinai, Vinishnabo Elmoid, Vinishtalshu Ba'arvis Moyev. Rabbi Akiva says, we had the rules the whole time. We knew it the whole time. At Har Sinai, we had all the rules, and then they were repeated at Oyel Moed. So Sefer Vayikra is a repeat of what was already already known and expressed and divulged at Sinai. And then it was repeated at Arvis Moyev, which was a third repetition of the Torah. As it says, Hoyel Moshe Beres HaTorah HaZos. Moshe, on the first of Shvat, then, expressed the entire Torah. He explained the entire Torah again over to Klal Yisrael. Fine, so we always had it. So the Gemara asks the following. V'isak adaitach, Olas Shekhar Yisrael B'midbar Olas Tamid Havai Mi Kemidi Demi Kar Laboy Hefshev Nituach L'Basop Boy Hefshev Nituach. If you hold that they always had the rules of how to bring a carbon tamid, so then it would be assumed, even though we've talked B'Sinai, it must be that they already had an understanding of how to bring the carbon tamid at that point. But we say the following, we say, even though this event was actually brought a little before Ma'amid Har-Sinai, we must be talking still at the time of the event. So if you tell me it was a carbon tamid, let's go in the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that we didn't have the rules. We didn't know how to bring it exactly. So I would bring an ola, I could bring a carbon tamid as an ola, but at that time, I didn't know about the rules of Hefshev and Nituach, of skinning the ola and how to cut up the ola before you bring it on the Mizbeach, how to cut up the animal before you bring it on the Mizbeach, and how to skin it. I wouldn't have known those rules. So to say that there's a carbon that exists now that really started to be brought at that point, but we didn't know how it was brought, so it's weird to say. It's a weird idea to say that we initially started bringing the carbon tamid prior to our Sinai, but we didn't know how to bring it. So we were bringing it shelo kefi ha-halacha, not properly, and then later on at the Mishkan, we found out, oh, that's how you do it, hefshev v'nituach, and we did it properly. Right? That's a strange idea. So it seems, by Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, that we didn't have all the rules at Har Sinai, you couldn't say that this was the carbon tamid that they started to bring at that point in time. Because it's strange to say that the rules would change or later develop. But if you tell me it's an olas re'iyah, so I think Elder Tosa says different, that Rishonim say different, but I think Pash Pashan Gemara is, at that point in time, when they brought the olas re'iyah, that olas re'iyah we already saw, they brought it because they saw the Rabbanu Shalom, v'yiru es elokei Yisrael, right, v'tachas raglo v'chulu, apparently they got punished on that. That was their own, you know, I don't want to give an example, but it was their own thing, their own, you know, their own, feel good type of thing, and therefore it didn't. It was olas re'iyah, but it wasn't the real olas re'iyah. It wasn't the structured olas re'iyah that we have now, and therefore it could be that they brought it differently. It wasn't brought like the olas re'iyah like we have now. So we say fine. So let's continue.
Are there variations in the olas re'iyah, or
the olas re'iyah at that point they wouldn't have known hefshev nituach. They wouldn't have known Hefshev V'nituach, so they didn't bring it as we would, of the skinning and the cutting it up. So it makes sense to say that by Rabbi Yishmael, what they brought earlier, which is different, obviously, than the Olas Re'iyah, than the carbon we brought now, that would be the Olas Re'iyah. Because again, that would have been a one-time thing that they did, and therefore it could have been, and it was in any way a very unique case, and therefore it makes sense to say that what they brought at Sinai was different than the structural Olas Re'iyah that was brought after the Zman of the Mishkan, etc. Whereas if you say it's the carbon tamid, what you're really saying is that original tamid that we have now began earlier, but it itself was brought differently. And that's stranger to say. The Gemara doesn't want to say that at this point. Must be by Rabbi Yishmael, he's learning the psukim of Yalu Olos, like Beis Shammai, that those Olos were the Olas, this loose Olas Re'iyah, this outside of the box Olas Re'iyah that they brought, and they brought in a Chanami. It could be different than the Olas Re'iyah brought now. Okay, it wasn't the carbon tamid that we have now, because it couldn't have been brought like the carbon tamid that we brought that we bring now, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva would hold it could be the carbon tamid, because again, we always knew the rules. Let's continue. So we say Rabbi Elazar. Again, Abayi mentioned that Rabbi Elazar also holds that those olos were olas re'iyah. The Tanya, olas tamid asuya bar Sinai, that we learned in the Pasuk says, learned in the Brisa, the Pasuk says, olas tamid asuya bar Sinai. Reference to the olas tamid that was brought, that was done at Har Sinai. So it sounds like they actually brought the Tamid at Har Sinai. Kefi, according to the simple understanding of that pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Omer says, Rabbi Elazar, no. Maseh nemer b'Sinai v'hi atzma l'karva. It doesn't mean you brought a Tamid by Har Sinai. It means, that pasuk means, that the rules of the, or the discussion, the general topic of the carbon Tamid was discussed at Sinai. How to do it, or the doing, the performance of the Olas Tamid, of the Carbon Tamid, was discussed at Sinai, but it itself was not brought. Okay, so we have Rabbi Elazar explicitly telling me that they didn't bring a Carbon Tamid by our Sinai, so what does that Pasuk mean? Mishpatim b'yalu Olos, and they saw the Rabbanu Shalom, that must have been, by default, Olas Re'iyah. It wasn't a Carbon Tamid. Okay. In that Bryce, Rabbi Akiva says, Karva b'shuv l'paska. No, they did bring a carbon tamid, and from once they started bringing it, at that point, v'yalu olos, they brought that carbon tamid, they never stopped bringing it. That was the beginning of the carbon tamid as we have it now. Fine. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel that the Yalu Olus is Karban Tamid. Rabbi Elazar holds it was not Karban Tamid, and therefore by default, because he says it was just the Tamid, the Hasui Bar Sinai means that it was referring to the Karban Tamid, which was discussed at Har Sinai, but not actually brought. So by default, Rabbi Elazar holds that they brought in Olas Re'iyah. Okay, so those are the two opinions, like Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Elazar. We already also see, as Abai mentioned, Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel that it was a Karban Tamid. As Rabbi Akiva says, no, it was a Karban Tamid, and once they brought it, they didn't stop bringing it. The Gemara is going to go on a tangent now. What does Rabbi Akiva mean, that once they brought it, they didn't stop bringing it? Elamani Mekayim Azvachim V'mincha Higashtem Libamidbar Aboim Shana Beis Yisrael. The Pasuk in Amos says, for 40 years, did you bring me Karbanis? It's like, it's Bithmiya. For 40 years, you brought me Karbanis? You didn't. You didn't bring me Karbanis for 40 years. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that we say it was a Karban Tamid, and that was the beginning of the Karban Tamid, as he adds, Veshuv Lo Pasko, that once they started bringing it, they didn't stop bringing it. Well, what does that Pasuk in Amos mean? What does the Pasuk in Amos mean? You didn't bring me Karbanis. So he says, Shvato Shol Levi Shol Avdu V'Dazara Heinek Rivu Osa. Klai Yisrael lost their ability to bring Karbanis. The Narim, who brought those Karbanis, the Becharim, were Chote and the Cheta Egel, and then we know the Levim became those who would bring it. So only Shevet Levi were the ones who continued to bring the Karban Tamid. The others did not. Okay. Now that this does get into, that discussion does get into a little bit of the Gemara we had in Moed Katan, of if a person's in Nidui, can he send Karbanis, etc. That's a little bit of discussion clause. But Nidui then, some go into that Gemara based on this idea. Let's continue. So we say, fine. So we dealt with that. We dealt with Rabbi Akiva Shita, and we answered this question. Beis Hillel. Let's go into the other opinions. Beis Hillel had the Amrit. Beis Hillel, we mentioned, we know he holds that those Yalu Olos were Karban Olas Re'iyah. I'm sorry. Beis Hillel had the Amrit. Beis Hillel holds that those Karbanas Yalu Olos were an Olas Tamid. Olas Tamid. Beis Shammai, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shmuel, we already got them down. They all hold the Yalu Olos was Olas Re'iyah. Beis Hillel, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Yosef Aglili hold that those Yalu Olos were an Olas Tamid. So Beis Hillel had the Amran. Beis Hillel we already discussed. We already brought that from the Brisa. Rabbi Akiva Hanami the Amran. And we saw Rabbi Akiva also already says that the Pasuk, when it says Olas Tamid HaSuya Bar Sinai, means they brought an Ola by our Sinai of a Olas Tamid, a Karban Tamid. So we see he holds that those Karbanas were Karban Tamid. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, where do we see Rabbi Yossi HaGalili also holds the Yalu Olas was a Karban Tamid? The Tanya, that we learn in the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Oimer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Sholosh mitzvahs nitztav Yisrael ba'aloysim l'rego. There are three mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael is required in, is chayav in, when they go up on the festivals on the three regalim. Re'iyah v'chagiga v'simcha. A carbon re'iyah, the olas re'iyah as you mentioned, which you bring when encountering the Rabbanu Shel Olam. V'chagiga, the carbon chagiga, which you bring in celebration, v'chagosimoso chag l'Hashem, you bring in celebration of the regel, and you eat it, v'simcha, and other kavanei shlamim, to increase the eating of meat on the regel, which is also part of the simchas, which comes from the requirement of v'samachta b'chagecha, of the chiyav of being b'simcha. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shtein, v'yesh b'chagiga she'ein b'shtein, v'yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shtein. Each one of these three chiyuvim, ri'iyah, chagiga, and simcha, have to it an aspect that the other two do not have. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shtein, the olas ri'iyah, this chiyuv, has an aspect that does not exist by the others, she'ri'iyah ola kula l'gvoya, that the ri'iyah is an ola, so it's brought entirely up. The other two, chagiga and simcha, are karbanis. They're shlomim. They're eaten by the owners. Masha ein kein b'shtein, which right, that's not true by the others. Yesh b'chagiga masha ein b'shtein. The chagiga has an aspect to it that is not shared by the simcha and ri'iyah. She chagiga yesh na lifnei adibor masha ein b'shtein, because the chagiga was brought before the asaras adibris, which the karban simcha and the karban ri'iyah were not. Okay, so we already got down. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who's bringing this down, he apparently holds that only the Chagiga was brought prior to Asaras HaDibros, not Olas Re'iyah, must be the Yalu Olos, means Olas Tamid, Karban Tamid, like Beis Hillel. Yesh b'simcha mashein b'shtein, you have in the Karban Simcha, that which doesn't exist by the other, she'a simcha noheges b'anoshim b'anoshim, that we already saw, the Karban Simcha, the Chi of Simcha, applies to men and women, mashein b'shtein, which is not true by the others. Now that sounds from that Gemara, like it's the carbon simcha, as we're talking about the carbonis. There are three chiyuvim, v'simcha, right? It sounds like it's a carbon, seemingly. More like Tosos had said before, as we mentioned, that you share the carbon with your wife, not just that she comes and is b'simcha and whoever she wants to be at that time. Rabbi Yishmael, my time of kamok mesle kebe shamai. Okay, fine. So we got it down. We got it down. We know where this, where he got those three against three. We see it all. Now again, Abai had mentioned that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Hillel, because we had said that that he held that the rules of how to bring a carbon, i.e. hefshib nituach of an ola, the skinning and cutting up of an ola, weren't known at the time of Har Sinai, and if to say that it was the carbon tamid which would have been brought from there on, as we have it now, you'd be telling me that we changed, there was a change in how we brought it, which is a little bit strange, because once you start, usually you start according to the rules. You don't start off not according to the rules. So it must have been an ola sariyah. That was our understanding. The Gemara is going to challenge this at this point. Rabbi Yishmael, my time, kamok masleki b'shamai, isa kadaituch ola shikvi yisroel b'midbar olas tamid havai, mi kemidid mi ikar laboy hefshib nituach, labasot boy hefshib nituach. You told me that Rabbi Yishmael has to hold like b'shamai, because how can you have a carbon, if you told me, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that it was a carbon tamid, how could it be that you have something that initially doesn't require skinning and being cut up, hefshib nituach, and later on, that same carbon does require hefshib nituach? How could it change, as we just spoke out? That was their proof. Answers the Gemara, or really questions the Gemara. We saw above that Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that only the carbon chigi was brought before a service of tibris, and thus the viyalu olos, those olos were olos tamid, it was a carbon tamid. We find, says the Gemara elsewhere, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rabbi Yishmael, that we didn't know the rules of hefshib v'nituach prior to the Mishkan. We didn't know the rules of hefshib and nituach at that time, and still he holds that it was a carbon tamid. So what will he say? What does he say? He says that really that ola was an olas tamid, and miyikar la boy hefshib nituach, ola basov boy hefshib nituach. Originally it didn't need skinning and being cut up, as is prescribed in Vayikra, and later on it did. And we're okay with that. That's okay. We weren't comfortable with it. Now Rabbi Yosi Haglili himself, we find, holds that, and the requirements changed. The requirements were added at a later point, but it was the olas tamid, right? So therefore, the Tanya, we find this in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds this. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer olas shekivu yisro b'midbar in a tuna hefshib nituach, lafisha ein hefshib nituach elma omoid ve'elech. The ola that they brought in the midbar did not require hefshib nituach, because you don't need hefshib nituach except from Oil Moed and onward. Except from the Mishkan and onward, then we required Hefshib Nituach. So he holds like Rabbi Yishmael above, that Hefshib Nituach started, that requirement started, of skinning and cutting up started at Mishkan, and still he holds that the Ola brought, as we saw in the previous price, it was Ola's Tamid. And therefore he's okay with saying that the Tamid changed. So too, you could say the same thing for Rabbi Yishmael. Where do you find Abaye that Rabbi Yishmael has to hold, like Beis Shammai, that the olos brought were olas re'iyah? Answers the Gemara, Sami Mikan Rabbi Yishmael. Take out Rabbi Yishmael. That, when he said Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Shammai, there's no proof. There's no indication. Take that out. So what do we wind up with? Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar hold V'yalu olos is olas re'iyah. Interesting, olas re'iyah for the V'yiru, Elokei Yisrael, etc. V'yechsu, Esalakim V'yochlu V'yishtu. And Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Glili, hold olas tamid. Okay, we got through it. Let's continue. So we say, boy, Rav Chista, haikra, heichik siv. How do you read this pasuk? Now again, the pasuk says, v'yishlu, v'yishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael, v'yalu olos, they brought up olos, v'yizbuchu zvochim shlomim l'Hashem, parim. That's the actual pasuk. They brought up olos, and they brought up shlomim, which were bulls. So the question is, were the olos, as mentioned above, were those also bulls? The bulls is going back on both. They brought up olos and shlomim of bulls. Or were the olos that they brought, like, similar to our olos that we bring, which are kvasim, which are, in general, which would be a keves. And I think really, The question could be like this. According to Tosus, Tosus Vimasko Aide Va'aide, that now that we mentioned that the rules could have changed from that which was brought initially, right? The original, even if it was a carbon tamid, you could say it like this. So what the connection of this question to the previous question, that really asking by both opinions, we're really asking, what were the olas that they brought? It could be asked by both opinions, whether you hold it was olas for Eo or carbon tamid. However, at this point, we can ask it even by the opinion that it was carbon tamid, because we see that the carbon tamid that they brought then might not be the same carbon tamid we bring now. So even though now our carbon tamid that we bring is a keves, is a sheep, however, at that time, it could have been bulls. Just like they didn't have Hefshe v'nituach, maybe they brought Parim. And therefore, the Gemara, even in that opinion, can pose the question at this point, given that we just established that this is a possibility, that it could have changed. Okay, so we say, how do you read the Pasuk? Do you read it? V'yishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos kavosim, that the Becheras brought olos, end it? And what were those olos? They were probably sheep, kavosim, or whatever. And then v'yisbuchus v'achim shlamim l'ashem parim, and they brought shlamim, which were bulls. Or maybe that parim at the end is going on both. They brought olos and shlamim of bulls. L'mayin afkamina, asks the Gemara, who cares? L'mayin afkamina, what comes out of this? Right? Marzutra amar l'pisik tamim. Marzutra says it depends on how you read the pasuk. If you hold that the olos were not also bulls, then there's like a comma after v'yalu olos. They brought olos, stop, and they brought this, and they brought shlamim of bulls. If not, you would say they brought olos and shlamim of bulls. You wouldn't stop. How you read the pasuk is the difference. Ravach b'rid rav amar lo oimer harei alai ola ka ola shekubi yisroel b'midbar my parim havu kavasim havu. Says Ravach b'rid rav that the question would be when we say, well, somebody who says that I'm accepting upon myself an ola, a neder, they make a chiyav, they make themselves obligated in bringing a carbon by saying I accept upon myself to bring a carbon like the ola that Klal Yisrael brought in the midbar. But what was that ola? Was it bulls or was it a ram or was it a sheep? What was it that they brought? That would be the difference. For somebody who accepts upon himself a chiyav to bring a carbon in a form of a neder in such a phrase. Was it parm? Was it kvasim? Teku? We don't know. We're going to leave it. Let's say something real quick. Finish off anybody we got.